From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. I'm Jake Longwell. On today's program, we have works for the guitar, and we'll listen first to music of Finnish composer Sebastian Fagerlund, born 1972. He has been described as a composer who bridges tradition and modernity. We'll hear his Concerto for Guitar and Orchestra, Transit, in six movements, Moderato con Anima, Intenso liberamente, Espressivo, Ritmico, Brillante, and Intenso, respectively. Guitarist Ismo Eskalainen is backed by the Finnish Radio Symphony Orchestra, Hannu Lintu, conducting.
Thank you.
Transit, a concerto for guitar and orchestra by the Finnish composer Sebastian Fagerlund. Guitarist Ismo Eskelinen, backed by the Finnish Radio Symphony Orchestra, Hannu Lintu conducting. From a 2018 BIS compact disc containing three Sebastian Fagerlund compositions, Stonework, Drifts, and Transit, respectively. You are listening to Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with Classics and Beyond, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website for much more info about the show, including detailed program playlists and also streaming audio of this and previous episodes. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com is the address. If you want the playlist or audio for this episode, look for Classics and Beyond program number 1806. We will continue on in a modern classical vein for our next piece, as we turn to a composition which combines the awesome power of rock and roll, particularly heavy metal, with the seriousness and thoroughness of a classical composition. Over the years, there have been numerous attempts at fusing classical music with rock and roll. Composers like Frank Zappa made several attempts at such a fusion, particularly on pieces such as Lumpy Gravy, But none of these composers composed a piece of music specifically designed to feature the electric guitar as the primary solo instrument. Enter American composer David Chesky and his Concerto for Electric Guitar and Orchestra. Chesky has been quoted as saying that we live in a contemporary age, and as such, the electric guitar needs to be treated in the orchestra world in much the same way as a violin. And if the orchestra world is to survive, it needs to reflect the contemporary world around it. And I wholeheartedly agree, myself. The Concerto for Electric Guitar and Orchestra is in three movements. The movements have no individual titles, but the work follows the typical fast-slow-fast pattern of a traditional classical concerto. However, please be aware, this work sounds nothing like a classical concerto in the traditional sense. The soloist on electric guitar, of course, is Brian Baker. At the time of this recording, he was 24 years old, and his skill level on the guitar was described by the composer as being amazing beyond Heifetz. Again, another reference to treating the electric guitar as we do a violin in a traditional classical orchestra. Brian Baker is backed by the members of the Urbanicity Orchestra. I believe the composer himself conducted this performance. The Concerto for Electric Guitar and Orchestra of David Chesky.
Thank you.
The Concerto for Electric Guitar and Orchestra of David Chesky, a composition demonstrating that this modern-day instrument can indeed be used in a traditional classical orchestra, though I know some will strongly disagree with that statement. Brian Baker, the featured soloist, backed by the Urbanicity Orchestra of New York. From a 2011 compact disc on the composer's own label, Chesky Records, a label specializing in audiophile recordings of classical music and jazz. The album contains three David Chesky compositions. The concerto is the centerpiece of the disc, but there are two ballet scores inspired by New York City's musical heritage. Chesky is a proud New Yorker, and many of his compositions reflect that. The album opens with Urbanicity, a piece built on a foundation of jazz, funk, and rock and roll, and the disc closes with the New York Variations, inspired by jazz and Broadway composers who were born in the Big Apple, such as Duke Ellington, George Gershwin, and Leonard Bernstein. Well, after that very modern piece featuring the electric guitar, Let's listen to some pieces for the solo classical guitar from the Baroque era, as we have three short guitar sonatas by the Italian composer Domenico Scarlatti. We'll hear sonatas K-177, 178, and 232, respectively, performed by David Russell.
Thank you.
Three Guitar Sonatas by Domenico Scarlatti, K-177, 178, and 232, respectively. This CD also features his Guitar Sonata 202, which I could not play for you because we're running short on time, unfortunately. All performed by David Russell, born in Glasgow, Scotland in 1953. David is renowned for his artistry and musicianship, having received high praise from audiences and critics the world over. This CD, a 1989 release on the GHA label, features music by three composers, in addition to the Scarlatti Guitar Sonatas, which close out the disc. The album also contains the Guitar Suite No. 7, HWV 432, of George Friedrich Handel, and the Guitar Suite BWV 1034 of Johann Sebastian Bach. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections, featuring some very distinct and different compositions for the guitar in classical music. Please join me again soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.